This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Today, we examine more signs and wonders as described in the book of Revelation. Here's your host.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and you are listening to Truth Matters. Let's look at the next wonder, the dragon. You know, the woman was the first great wonder. The second great wonder is the dragon. Who is the dragon? And I'm glad you asked that question. Thank you. We believe it is Satan. This dragon is described as a great fiery red dragon having seven heads and ten horns. Seven heads are the completeness of his power as a prince or ruler of this world. We will discuss the ten horns in our Revelation chapter 17. I won't get much into that now, but just understand that the dragon is a crowned monarch who sits in a position of authority and power. And we know that the dragon does have power in the tribulation. We know that Satan has power today. In verse 4, he drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. This is referring, and if you remember this one third and you remember the history of Satan, this is referring to when Satan was thrown out of heaven because of his rebellion. And we find that in Isaiah chapter 14 and Ezekiel chapter 28. When you have your own time, please go and read these chapters, as this really shows the history of Satan. It shows how pride entered Satan's heart, and that's what led to his fall. But when he fell, a third of the angelic host of heaven fell with him. Some of those angels are confined to the bottomless pit today, and we know that based on our study of Revelation, but many are active as servants of Satan in our world today. One third of the stars of heaven refers to angels first, because Satan himself is referred to them as the morning star. And in that chapter of Isaiah that I mentioned before, Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12, "How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations." The angels who rejoiced at creation are referenced to as the morning stars in Job chapter 38, verse 7. And let's read that. "When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy." But what is the most important characteristic of this dragon? You know, we know that it's Satan. We know how he's described. But really, when you look at him, what is the most important characteristic of this dragon? And examining the dragon and its reference to the woman, what is key about this dragon is that he stands ready to devour the child as soon as it is born. Satan's purpose is to destroy Christ to keep him from fulfilling the promise God made to Eve in Genesis 3:15. So let's go to Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, and see the promise that God made to Eve. And we know this is after the fall. We know that at this point he is cursing the world. He's cursing Eve, but also he makes a promise regarding the serpent. And he says, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." He's going to crush the head of the serpent. And so he's making that promise that he's going to crush the head of the serpent. But since then, Satan's existence is dedicated to destroying the purpose of Christ.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at CherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world, because truth matters.